Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with
Danielle from Brands by Bravo, and we are blinded by the wine.
I'm so glad that you did that because I was going to do it if you didn't.
Of course, I had to sing the title of this episode, which is episode 8 of season 5, The Real Housewives of New York.
I'm so glad you did that because I wrote season 8 of episode 4. So I'm glad that you took it so that my dyslexia didn't ruin the intro.
It's fine. It's fine. We know where we are. We have survived Thanksgiving. And yes, we're ready to talk about the Roni ladies and they're blinded by the wine.
And this was a classic one. I mean, last time we left the ladies, there was the roundabout argument with Ramona and Heather. And we pick up with Sonia, Ramona, and Carol. And they basically just talk about how Luann just is a topper. Like, if you did something, she's done it twice.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the first time Carol's really getting in on the, like, bitch talk, in a sense.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know, shit talking. And Ramona even says that she decided to have this lunch because she didn't get the dirt on the trip, which is, you know, a thing we all do.
Yeah. I mean, because she skipped it because she wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Aviva shows up. She was like, I was icing my ankle all day because, as you remember, Sonia had threw her a party with lots of stairs and those are her enemy.
She's so frail, Aviva. She, almost like how I feel like Sutton feels, yes, like just like not a strong person physically.
No, a gust of wind could take both of those women out.
Yeah, yeah. They just
They're
don't.
The antithesis of hardy.
Yes. Indeed. And we learned at this lunch there's a trip planned to Miami. How many times do we think these women have been to Miami on this? Is the Miami to New York, like Jersey Shore to Jersey? Like they go there every season.
I mean, kind of, but I mean, it does make sense that New York and Long Island and New York, like the New York, Long Island, New York City, like everyone goes away to Florida because it's just so quick.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, but I'm always like surprised that the producers want to film there because they have done like I feel like the Hamptons is they do always do the Hamptons, obviously. And that's always like a pretty quick, like weekend thing where Miami always feels more like, I guess they just do a lot of trips in New York, but I think they, again, always have to because they don't host parties in their apartments. So
yeah,
I think they travel
more.
When
you lose the home, it does take you out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they always seem to do like a more local trip. And then, you know, the far trip is kind of the recipe that they got. Although they did just go to London. So I guess maybe that's why they're going.
Yeah, but it wasn't with everyone. So maybe that's why this Florida trip's happening.
And they're still going on a trip later this season.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
So Reed and Aviva have a place in Miami. And Carol just so happens to be going to Miami that weekend to hang out with her friend Naeem and his wife, who was the jewelry who held the jewelry party last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was thinking because that this person now has come back and then she's also in a scene later. I was like, was Carol trying to make her a housewife also?
I think so. And I did a deep dive. So don't worry. When we get there, I have some info.
Okay, good. Then we go over to Sony meeting with Heather to talk about the toaster oven. Ugh. And there's some man. Who was he again? Like a branding expert?
Real quick. I just want to say we forgot that Aviva tells Sonia that she's going to set her up in Florida with someone that she thinks will be just her type. He's a sex addict and he's her father. And Sonia's like, sex addict good, father bad, which I thought was great.
Yeah. I don't know if I would be super offended by Aviva thinking that's who Sonia would want to be set up with, but we meet George and that's all I'll say on that for now.
So, yeah. So we go to Yummy Tummy and James Bernard is there. So I was like, what the heck is this James Bernard guy? So I did a deep dive. I found his website. He has done a lot, actually. He is a pretty big deal in packaging. I will send you the link in our chat, Danielle, so you can see it. But what I thought was really funny is that he designed the Kind Bar packaging, like those like bars of color. Like that was him. And I thought it was really funny that like once I was keen to that, I turned the scene back on and there was a bag of Kind Bars right behind him. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. I bet he had just done that. He's done a lot of gorgeous packaging. Like there's this one lipstick that he did that was really beautiful. I highly recommend looking at his website.
Yeah, his site is beautiful. And he's done some high-end Tiffany's, La Mer.
Some of his campaigns, once you see them, you'll be like, oh, I remember seeing this ad. Like, I don't always remember the name of the products and everything, but it's stunning. Like, the work that he's done to make some very trinket items seem very high-end and sexy is phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, even doing Kind Bar, like, everyone knows what that looks like.
Yep.
That's so very distinct packaging. So, well, he's legit and Sonia is not. he wants to talk about the toaster oven. She is saying just like such a rush that she has these toaster ovens, and he's kind of calling her out on like none of what you're saying makes sense. So I very much trust his opinion. I will say that he did not look up who Sonia was, didn't know her last name, and didn't seem to care.
No, I get why she's upset, and I do think that he possibly should have done something more, but I think for him, he was like, even if this is a person, we have to sell a product, and like, she keeps worrying about like integrating the woman into the font instead of like, he's like, we're going to have a sexy photo shoot, there's going to be guys there, and she's like, it's not about guys, it's about Sonia, and like, they're like, no, it's going to be a hunk. And then she seems a little bit more excited about it. But I do think that he was giving her some really good advice that I think I wish she listened to.
Yeah, like, I don't think she did.
Depressed as fuck while he's reading her the info. It's like saying it, she's just, all she can think of is like, why is that woman not in my like sexy J Sonia logo.
Then also I was thinking like, if she did order these toaster ovens that never came out, they must be with the Gorga pizza ovens. Like, just stop trying to sell ovens purgatory to us. It's not a product that Housewives fans want to buy.
Are you kidding me? If Sonia really came out with that toaster oven, I would fucking have it.
Now we would. But back then, would I have done it? It's the spring, summer, you know, She by Sheree novelty oven. Like, it actually came out at this point. Back then, I don't know. I think she should have done the toaster oven cookbook. I don't understand how that never came to fruition. That one seems like an easy win. Partner with a chef.
I still think we need her autobiography. Like, we need somebody just sit with her and get that on paper, because you know there's some pretty amazing stuff out there.
Yep. Yep. And then the other funny thing that happens, Sonya says she wants a black and white photo to be on there. And Heather is like, absolutely not. You are a person who like lives in color. Like, that just shows you how off Sonya is with her own branding. Because I totally agreed with Heather on that. I was like, why would you do a black and white photo of yourself? That doesn't make any sense.
I think that Sonya wants to do fun things, and Heather and this guy, like Bernard, were there to do marketing things.
Yes.
And as somebody who works in marketing, I too understand their pain. And like, he was being so sweet, but I could tell his smile was like the same as like when somebody starts telling me, I never do this on social, so I don't think anybody else does. And I'm just like, that's just not how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have analytics and facts that back up my assertions, not just your usage case.
Like, yeah. It was not great. It could have been a great meeting, but it was not a great meeting.
Very true. So then we go to the wine tasting, unless you had anything else from that.
No, that was it.
The wine tasting with Jacques. I wish I was invited. It's totally up my alley. Basically, they had a master of wine, which Aviva's like, you have a master's in wine? And she's like, no, it's like the Olympics. And if you've never seen the documentary SOMM, like S-O-M-M, like as in sommelier, I highly recommend it. It's like pretty quick and very interesting about the insanely competitive nature of how to become a master sommelier and like how to be like a true sommelier. Like there's only certain ones that are like certified in like the highest rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't imagine. Like, I love wine and I really am like into like tasting it and understanding the varietals and all that. But like, these people are next level. And Ramona could possibly hold some chops with them.
Yeah. It makes me think of Parks and Rec, like a later season episode when they're trying to become like certified sommeliers. And April signs up to do it and she's like making all these things up and they're like, yes, that's so true, and like believing like, you know, the nonsense. So part of the novelty of this little wine tasting thing is they do a blindfold tasting.
Yeah.
And you taste the wine blindfold, then you smell something, then you taste it again, and this truly does work. Yes. I did like a wine tasting once and they had a specifically, like, I brought this lady in. It was like an MLM, but for wine. But it was actually really fun and like very low key and not like other ones. And we all bought wine and it was like very like, why would you not want to buy the wine?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And also to this lady, she didn't have to have inventory because you can't, because it's like wine. So you just order through the website, like through her code. But she told me like specific foods to get and that would pair with the wine. And then she would have us do like, okay, have it, then eat some popcorn, then have it again. And it was like, oh my God, like this is, yeah. It was so fun when I did that. If you're going to do an MLM, a wine one seems like a one to do.
I belong to a wine club, First Leaf. They're not sponsoring it, but hey, if anybody works for them and wants us to, I would love it. But they, like, you get 6 bottles of wine, but then with them, you get a card about the wine and it tells you what to eat with it. And so, like, I try and plan my meals to that wine, like certain ones. Other ones, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this kind of goes with anything. I can bring it to a party, or if it's really pretty, I'll bring it to a party. But I usually have just like one or two around the house that I'm like, okay, this goes with like Italian food, like red sauce and that kind of thing. And it really does make like such a a better dining experience. But I do think it's very interesting the way that they were doing it. Was like Heather went first. And she, like, couldn't taste anything. She didn't know what it was. And then they, like, made her smell lemon. And then she was like, oh, my God, this wine is so much better now that I know that it's not acidic. It's lemon.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was really fascinating. But then the old singer stinger tries. And we find out that she won't wear a blindfold. which I thought was so funny.
Not even in the bedroom, as she says.
Watch what happens blindfold is her eyes. So I thought that was really funny that she won't wear them. And like, there's a blindfold made of her eyes being open. Just thought that was another layer of interest for there. So Ramona sits down at the table and she starts tasting it, and she seems to be pretty good at it. She gets the flavors, she gets some of the nuances, but at first she doesn't like the wine.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, and she even compares it to her own wine. And then as we're going along, she's like getting all the notes, she's getting all the fragrances, and then we get the reveal and it's her wine.
Did you think it was her wine the whole time? Because like, I felt like I knew that
no,
it was her wine.
I forgot that it was her wine.
No, I didn't like know. I just had like a feeling the way that they were kind of like, Jacques and Lou were kind of like snickering to the side, and it just felt like,
oh, I totally missed that. I think I was such a nerd about the wine that I totally missed that they were being shady by the side.
Mm-hmm. No, I had a feeling. So Ramona in the moment takes it in stride and is like, ha, yeah. You tried to get me, but you didn't. I knew it was mine. Look at how good my nose is.
And she kind of loves it. She's like, that was like a free ad for my wine.
Definitely.
Which it was. It really was. Like, I never wanted to try Ramona, you know, but then I was like, oh, that actually seems like a fun way to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But Mario is like, it's a setup. It's a setup. And Aviva is like, that was so mean.
Yeah.
And then the sommelier sabers the champagne. And I thought it was really funny that Jacques was like, she also does circumcisions.
I do think that was such like French humor. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, it was really cute. So
we go to Miami. We just like, yes. Literally, I always think it's so funny, like when you don't see parties like end, I always wonder like, how does it, like, I sometimes want to see them say goodbye or like, you know, I don't know. It's silly, but especially more when there's like a conflict and then it's just like done. And I'm like, how did they leave this situation?
Yeah, I agree. And then I would also like to see Aviva, like how she boards a plane. Cause I know she's with Reese and that makes her.
No, Reed.
Sorry. With Reed. And that makes her feel more comfortable. But like, I'd like to watch that.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see it on the way to the next trip. But we go to their apartment and it's very nice. I really like how like Aviva has, they obviously have money.
Yes.
But everything feels very like homey. Like it's family photos hanging on the walls. And I appreciate
an
that.
An extensive amount of family photos.
Yes. It was
that
giving
are rather
Sheena.
Large. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It's adult Sheena where it was just like, and it's like one thing to have like maybe two or three photos, but like her guest room is literally like a 360 photo album that you like have to stand in.
Yeah, that was a little much.
Yeah.
I'll give it that. That was a little much. So then Aviva's dad and Reed's mom come to meet them.
Her dad shows up in a button-down shirt that the buttons are pulling a little. And like, I'm not shading him, but it just made me realize like, that's why I hate button down shirts.
Oh, I never wear button down shirts.
That like gap that occurs, it's just, it makes me infuriated. So seeing him have that, I was just like, oh, just take it off. Not like I wanted to see him without his shirt. Sir, keep your blouse on. But
no, my boobs are too big outside of a flannel.
Yep. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah,
thank God
flannel,
I don't have a job.
Keep it open. Yeah.
Or like you can wear those big and it doesn't look weird, but like if you have like a corporate job and you have to wear like a nice button down, I cannot rock those.
Nope. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I had to wear one like once or twice and I was just like, this is embarrassing every day.
Yeah, my first job, I would say, is probably the nicest I've ever had to dress at a job, like actually like dress nice. And I feel like we were like, I think we're going to wear black leggings all the time. And that was like the start of the fancy black leggings.
I love a fancy black legging. I wear a black legging with everything.
Yeah.
Did you hear that this new generation doesn't want us to wear leggings? They want us to wear flare pants.
I wore flare pants. That was my entire uniform in college, was flared yoga pants. And then you would go to like gym or like the gym and you would feel stupid when you like put your legs up and then they come down, or they're hitting into each other, or they get soppy and wet. Like, been there, done that. Sorry. I'm not changing and I'm not wearing those.
Yeah, there was like a meme that I saw of like the jeans with the like rips at the bottom, which is where all my jeans look like that. I am a grunge girl through and through, and I still wear my jeans like that. But I'm just like, are you kids ready for this? I don't know. I don't think so.
No. The first time I started seeing people wearing flared leggings again, I nearly like fell over. I was like, that is what I wore every day to class in college. With the Victoria's, or they were probably knockoff Victoria's Secret pink with like the folded over like top. Like, I don't think I could afford Victoria's Secret in college. So they probably were like Old Navy or something. But yeah, been there. And then I discovered tight leggings and sorry, I'm never going back.
Yeah. No, they're warmer too. I'll stand by that.
Yeah.
Anyhoodle.
So the first inappropriate thing that her father says.
Oh God, there's so many.
He says, he compliments Aviva's tan, and then he says, if I wasn't your father, I'd be going after you. And I think God, Aviva is like, no, it's disgusting. Like, she doesn't think it's okay, but I think she's probably used to it. I have a feeling her dad has been saying disgusting things for a long time.
It sounds like it wasn't until after the death of her mom that he ramped up this Playboy attitude, though.
Yes.
So Reed's mom lives in Boca, and I will say, well, this is very rude. Her father's like solid 5-minute bit on Boca being God's waiting room.
Oh, I wrote it down. I wrote down his lines because everything he said is completely true. So true. And it's one of the funniest little quips I've ever seen. If you don't know, Boca is in Florida. It's very much a retirement community outside Miami.
Yeah.
George says people go to Boca to die. He also calls it a Hebrew home for the old age. He calls it an old fart Jewish colony, and they all migrated from the five towns of Long Island to there.
I died laughing.
I literally died laughing because that's completely true. We've talked about the five towns. Jill is from the five towns. I don't even know where it got the name five towns from. It's just five towns on Long Island that are super small and like close together. I think it's like Cedarhurst.
And Roslyn part of it. I think Great Neck or Glen Cove, I think, is one of
them. You know, before I tell you misinformation, I'm going to tell you it's Cedarhurst, Hewlett, Inwood, Lawrence, and Woodmere. Since 1931, totally they've been called the Five Towns. It's on the south shore of Nassau near Queens. My cousins are from there. It's a Jewish community. And yeah, they do all go to Boca.
Thought it was northern Long Island. Like,
No, it's not North Shore. It's South Shore.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And it truly, like, I died. Old fart Jewish colony.
Yeah. But then he says that she should go to South Beach and meet a 45-year-old stud. And then he was like, yeah, he'll be Black and Baptist. And it was just like such a weird like pairing that he was like, these will be your things.
Yeah. And Reed's mom seems like she knows his deal.
Yeah, she does not seem offended at all. She plays along with him. She's just kind of like, you know, I'm not really a Baptist, so I don't think that would work. It was really kind of cute. But then Aviva's like, Dad, I found your next victim, which I was like, ugh. And she says Sonia Morgan from New York. She's sophisticated.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna hit it off, so we'll see what happens when they do meet, though.
He was very much like, the women down here are okay, they're lusty and beautiful and the Saint-Tropez type, but they're not sophisticated like New York women.
Yeah, we will see. And then Mario and Ramona go to Aviva's apartment.
Real quick.
Sorry.
We forgot one of his most egregious lines.
Oh, God.
Was that he was like, angry people are angry because they aren't fucking. And Reem's mom is like, I'm never angry. And he goes, you must have a really good vibrator. Oh. And she like doesn't get it. She's like, what's vibrating? Vibrate? What? And I was just like, oh. Oh, God.
Absolutely. Just we will get more George later. That's for sure. We are not done with him.
No.
So, yeah. So then Mario and Ramona go to the apartment. Ramona's shocked that Aviva would live so high, which Aviva does address. She said there's something about this, maybe because it's her own home, whatever it is. She doesn't seem to be fearful of heights within this apartment complex.
But she does admit also that, like, she doesn't like going out to the balcony and looking down. And, like, I'm kind of the same. Like, I don't really like edges. I don't really like tall buildings. But, like, I live in a building with a balcony and a rooftop that I love being on. But, again, it's my home. It's safe. It's, like, got the parameters that I want for it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get that. It doesn't mean that it's not a real fear. And I was kind of like, Ramona, that's shitty. She's just like, is she really afraid of heights?
Yeah. And then Ramona makes some joke about like how are Mario and her staying at the apartment?
Yes.
Okay. I guess it, because, oh, after the divorce, I think is when Mario moves down there. Because they definitely have an apartment down there. Because she was like, she's always down there. So I don't know if she owns or just rents, whatever. Okay. Yeah. I was like confused on that. But she makes some gross joke about like having sex in the guest room under the photos of Aviva's family.
And then like Reed's like, well, that brings us to the house rules of no nudity. And Ramona's like, rules? I don't follow rules.
She's so ridiculous. Then we go back to New York for a quick little thing of Luann and Heather, who went for like a walk and then decide to go get their eyebrows done.
Quote unquote, decide to. That was so staged. It was real awkward.
Well, it was also like, oh, this is like such an exclusive place to get your eyebrows done. Let me just see if I can have a walk-in appointment. And it's completely empty. And it's like, yeah. Okay.
Also, like at the time, I feel like everyone was way more into threading. And the best place for that was on 23rd Street. So... I'm just going to say that. But they go to get, like, Heather's like, do you mind if I just get my eyebrows waxed? And it was obvious that, like, I feel like this was, like, very passive aggressive on Heather's part that, like, she probably felt like Lou's eyebrows needed to get done because she was very much like, no, they're great. It doesn't hurt. It won't get red. And, like, that neither thing was true.
Maybe part of, like, the promotional deal was that two housewives had to get their eyebrows done, but, like, no one told Luann.
I guess, but Lou is very ripe to say, like, she's like, no, it's gonna look red, and like that woman was like doing everything she could to make her skin not look red.
Yeah So Heather tries to talk to Luann about, I don't even really know what she was trying to like get across to Luann, because Luann wasn't getting it either.
Yeah, she was like, Aviva invited Ramona and Sonia. I think she was trying to show that they were, that Aviva was being exclusionary by not inviting them. But I don't think that Lou cares.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just kind of like, whatever, I've got my own thing going on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it's Luda seems very disinterested in whatever Heather is trying to get across to her. And honestly, I don't think she did a very good job.
It feels like at some point in this season, Lou and Ramona were like, we got to get rid of Heather. And they like start teaming up and being like, whatever. Because even Ramona this episode was like, you know, Lou and I don't always get along, but like, at least she'll tell me to my face. It was like very much all of a sudden like, well, she's not so bad. In the beginning of the season, they wanted to murder each other.
I feel like those two know what they need to do to stay on the show and the level of fighting and making up that they need to do. And I think it goes to Carol and her friend. So tell me all about the friend.
Wait, hold on. There was one funny thing where Heather tries to tell Lou that Sonia and Carol had a problem with her in London. And Lou's like, oh, I guess they don't like a strong personality. And Carol's like, well, you know, you really try and top them and like you do this. And she's just like, oh, well, I guess we're not bonding. And like Heather was like, no, that wasn't it at all. But
Carol is in Miami and she's with her friend.
Yes. So Rajana Khan is a jeweler and is it Rajana Khan that's a jeweler or is that her husband? Hold on, let me look at the link. That's her jewelry. Oh my god, her jewelry is pretty stunning. It's very custom. I'm going to send you the link for her jewelry. It's pretty like ornate and sculptural. I would say it ranges from like 200 to 500, like just right off the bat. It does look like she's had some celebrity clients, but her husband, where is it?
Is he the fashion designer?
So, yes. So, her husband's a fashion designer. And he... where are my notes for that? So, Google Naeem Khan. N-A-E-E-M. And then Anne Hathaway. And you will see that he did her amazing maternity dress for the Vanity Fair party at the Oscars.
Oh.
It was like iconically gorgeous. It's black with gold. He did Michelle Obama's
Oh my god, this dress is gorgeous.
If you look at even just any of his runway shows, they're so fashion forward. They've got this beautiful like Indian, Southeast Asian like feel to them, but they're very modern, super vibrant, gorgeous clothes. Like, just really, like, I'm a fashion nerd. I love fashion. And it's just, his work is phenomenal. And he is, like, a big fucking deal. Even back then, he was, like, a huge deal. So they're sitting there on the couch. I don't know if you caught this, but two things about the couch chat. Carol's couch before kittens had ruined it was still kind of faded, but it wasn't as gnarly. And she says that Darren Star was the person that was interested in her turning her book into a sitcom. Now, Darren
Star, I kind of remember that.
Darren Star created Sex and the City. He's the co-creator of that show. He also created Younger. He created Emily in Paris. Like, Darren Star shows are iconic. They all have a similar tenor. I worked with him on Younger. He's a genius. And so I was very shocked that he wanted to work with Carol. Although it does make sense because around this time was when a lot of people, and it's not uncommon for people to develop books into shows. But I thought that was really interesting. So then Rajana is telling Carol about how Lou came over to the store and how nice she was. And then she asked for some, like, she bought some pieces and they were like, oh, she has some great taste in jewelry, which I thought was very funny because Lou is known for her giant statement necklaces. Then Rajna says they did tequila shots because Naeem came in, and Lou asks Naeem if she could borrow something of his to wear. And Carol is just beside herself with this. She's so upset. She thinks it's weird. She thinks it's embarrassing. She says she would never ask Naeem for anything, and they're very close friends. And she's like, social etiquette would never. So what
Miss
were your
Manners,
thoughts?
As she calls her. It shows you that Luann's head is getting too big for itself, that she thinks someone of this level of designer needs to lend her something. That's how it feels. Like she's reaching up with this designer if he's dressing Anne Hathaway, yeah. Not reaching down needing her, you know?
I feel like she's getting to Sonia level of just like, oh, you know, I'm in Saint-Tropez with John and Madonna, you know, like just thinking that, like, well, she's going to so many events now, she needs a dress, you can give her one. I do wonder if she ever got one. I would love to see her in them, because I do think that she would wear the fuck out of them.
Oh,
and
I
even Rajana is like, she would look amazing in them.
I mean, that I agree. But yeah, it's a little, it's weird. She shouldn't have asked.
No, she absolutely shouldn't have. But then we go to Aviva and Ramona at Prime 112.
I feel like that restaurant comes back later, right?
Right. It does feel like they bring it up. So Aviva's father suggested it, and he was like, you have to go get the Kobe beef hot dog. And Aviva's like, I don't usually get hot dogs because of nitrates. And she also says that she doesn't trust any tap water when the waiter comes over. And she orders a $25 hot dog. And then Ramona builds her own salad, which was also annoying.
No, my favorite thing about Ramona ordering the salad is she asked for the cherry tomatoes to be cut in half.
I thought that was so particular. I was like, wow.
I understand that I don't like to bite into a cherry tomato as well, but cut your own fucking tomato. Like,
I wish she said carcass out.
Only Dorit has that. But yeah, like the way Ramona orders and speaks to waiters, like if I was with her, I would die. Like the embarrassment and shame I would feel of having someone speak to the wait staff that way. Like my mom doesn't always read the room when we go out. She'll like more in a sense of like the waiter will like still be putting people's foods down and she'll start to ask for something. And I'm always like, just wait till they finish before you ask for your extra napkins and lemon for your water. I'm like, she just asks a lot of questions, and you know, I'm used to the way my mother goes out to eat. She's not on Ramona level by any means whatsoever, but I have many times been like, or she'll like ask the person who's definitely not our waiter for something, and just I don't know if that's like an older person thing, someone who's never worked in the wait staff. Again, I will repeat, I love my mother, she's not Ramona level, but
no, I'm sure a lot of people can relate. The hot dog comes, and it literally is two hot dog buns long. And the girth on this hot dog is disturbing.
It's huge. I could never eat that. That really grossed me out.
It really seemed like some sort of dildo was slapped on a table. it really did. It was just the most phallic thing ever. And like, yes, you're like, well, they're kind of intrinsically a little phallic. No, like this was disturbing.
Yeah.
So then while Ramona's eating, Reed is complimenting her, and she like about her wine skills of the wine tasting, because they're recounting that evening, and Ramona's like orgasming over her food and doesn't even listen to him. It was very awkward. But then finally they get through to her that they're like, hey, Ramona, Lou was really fucking rude to you. And like, Mario's like, Lou wants to take Ramona down. And I immediately wrote in my notes, little does he know she could do it all herself. Like, yeah. Ramona could take her own dang self down.
You know, I don't like that they were trying to like rile Ramona up. And it's like, Ramona was having like a normal reaction.
Yep.
And she still was even like, I don't really know if it's what you guys think it was. And they just like wouldn't drop it.
She literally says, Jesus Louises.
Yeah. And she's really, I feel like she's like, Lou and I feel like she's really like, Lou and I finally made up. Am I really going to like cause problems?
Truce. I'm telling you, there was a truce.
I agree. I often find that these housewives make a truce of like, we're only going to fight with each other once this season.
But then also Mario gets a little xenophobic on Jacques, and he's like, this guy talks like he's Pepe Le Pew. And like, it was just really like not a great look. He just keeps like making up a French accent, and it just made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, Mario is married to Ramona, so it's not like my expectations of him are very high, and I think he didn't have anything else to make fun of Jacques for, which is like, leave Jacques out of this.
I also appreciate that Aviva's like, I didn't want to get Ramona riled up, but I did bring it up 20 times. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, what are you doing, Aviva? You absolutely wanted to get her riled up.
Aviva's nice girl persona is slowly fading.
Oh, I mean, even when she sat down with Ramona and Sonia and Carol, and she like invites them to Florida, and she's like, because I love you girls so much, I was like, wow, that was very much a red line, because you cannot stand these women already.
And she also gave Heather so much crap about not inviting everyone, and then she didn't invite Heather and Luann. Yeah. So We will see. We got a clip at the end of the episode that shows like a preview for the rest of the season. And I completely forgot. This is a season with Take a Xanax, Calm Down. It's with the pirate.
Yep.
There's a, like, it's heating
There's
up.
There's a lot left.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited seeing that, because I didn't realize that this was this coming season.
Yeah. We've got a lot of good stuff coming.
But yeah, I think that's it. It was a fun episode. I enjoyed it for sure.
Yeah, I thought that this, I wrote you this weekend and I was like, spoiler alert, this episode's great. Like, yeah. I was so ready to be like, oh, we should probably combine another episode. And then this one was like, there were so many things and there were so many little rabbit holes that I could go down. So I really, really loved it.
Yeah. And thank you everyone always for listening, rating, reviewing, all of that. We are at almost 40,000 all-time listeners, which is really crazy, because we're only on season 5, which is nuts. And
also, when we started this, I feel like Danielle was like, if we get 20 listens, I'll be happy.
Yeah, no, we love you guys. Keep messaging us. Make sure to share with friends. And yeah, we're so excited. And the countdown to Roni Legacy is on as well. That is coming up.
Oh, yeah. And we don't know how we're going to cover it, but we'll cover it.
Yes, we definitely will be.
Because I have to talk about all my thoughts and feelings. I mean, Kelly Ben Simone alone, we know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, that's it for tonight.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.